That's what I was thinking.
Last month, we informed you of a divergence in views that had developed between the EITF and the ISB Interpretations Committee relating to an annual improvement that we'd been working on related to IFRS 2 share-based payments. And we were about to send you the ballot at that stage to finalise that, having previously gone through the exposure process. The EITF at the beginning of October had published a consensus for exposure on the same topic, but with a different conclusion, different proposal there. Last month in the board's discussions, we agreed that we'd pause and reflect on the developments, and obviously that's what we've now done. We've been in touch with the EITF staff, and we can confirm that yes, they did consider the discussions that have taken place at the Interpretations Committee and the ISB when they were looking at their issue. You also asked if we would report the matter to the Interpretations Committee, which I did last week. And so today, having sort of gone through those steps that you asked us to do, I want to just bring back the topic to you to ask whether at this stage now you would like to go ahead and proceed with finalising that annual improvement or not.
I'm sorry, I might have age is catching up. You did not say what was the EATF's answer to our question.
It was the opposite to ours.
That I know, but I thought we are going to have a chance. Last board meeting when you chaired it, right, Ian? This is the one you chaired. At the last board meeting, I thought we wanted to go ahead because we thought ours is principally correct answer, and EATF acknowledged that there is going to be a difference, and some board members raised it at their meeting, but we thought this is going to go with. I thought there's some steps we are going to take to see if there's a chance of bridging or something like that. So. Well, what did you do between the last meeting and this meeting? I'm sorry, I didn't get quite clearly what you did, other than talking to your Frick.
Yeah, so we did that. We paused and thought about this. We went back to see that what they had gone through in terms of their discussions to just confirm and check that, yes, they were conscious of, and in fact included in their discussions the fact that the Interpretations Committee had taken a different view. As a result of that, we know that they've followed their due process, we followed our due process, as we had already said, we've sort of taken our decision on the basis that we feel that it's reflective of the principle that is in IFRS 2. In their publication, they've acknowledged that the direction they've taken weakens the link with their principle, but they've got other reasons why they feel it's worthwhile going in that other direction, which I explained.
Michael, I appreciate you explaining, and I truly thank you for that. I see there's no difference from what we have done last month, but I thought this issue has a wider ramification, given many joint projects that especially revenue and how we proceed. So some rules of game are going to be established, or some understanding about it, and maybe rules of game is too strong a word.
Yes.
So I thought that's what we're doing, because from
well,
the last
certainly we have that already, and I should explain, that we do have various steps that we have in place in any case to make sure that we're keeping one another informed. So, for example, I have a call every couple of months with Sue Cosper, chair of the EITF, to we sort of inform each other what's coming up on each other's agendas and that sort of thing. And that's something that we put in place in the last 6 months. So we have those various steps in place to sort of notify one another of issues coming up, review each other's papers as well, and just to make sure that we are conscious of developments that are occurring at the respective committees.
Thank you.
Any other comments? No. Thank you, Michael.
Okay, then we'll proceed with sending you the ballot then.
Yeah. Okay.